Welcome to our special anniversary broadcast. 75 years ago today at 10 a.m. on the 31st of August 1936, the Foreign Service of Czechoslovak Radio went on air for the first time ever. Conceived primarily as a tool to counter propaganda from Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, Radio Prague itself long served as a mouthpiece for communist propaganda. Since the 1990s, however, the station is the only Czech public news service, providing information about the Czech Republic in six languages to audiences around the world. Today, Radio Prague is an independent broadcaster, although it is funded entirely by the Czech Foreign Ministry. Following severe budget cuts in recent years, we had to curtail our shortwave service earlier this year, and we now use the internet as our main platform. Some good news came today from the Foreign Ministry, which has promised no budget cuts in 2012. I spoke to the head of the Ministry's Public Diplomacy Department, Jan Bondy, about Radio Prague's role and future prospects.
First of all, thank you for the invitation. I think that's the right place now to congratulate the all the staff and directors of the Czech Radio International Broadcasting for the cooperation, because I think that the beginning was a task done by Ministry of Foreign Affairs 75 years ago to support and to promote the Czech Republic as a new established country with the new policy. And since that time, I think the role is enormous, and especially these days, it's very important for us to support activities of the Czech Republic as a sovereign state within European Union and with all the economic aspects, and to attract the country for tourists, for business, and for everyone.
Is the Czech Foreign Ministry happy or satisfied about the contents of Radio Prague or what we're doing right now, or would you like to shift the focus perhaps towards economic diplomacy or incoming tourism and things like that?
Well, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that the press conference of the radio broadcasting we are satisfied with the work of the radio. We would like to use the radio also as a tool of the promoting of the positive activities of the embassy, so maybe there is a space that we can really improve. And I hope that also the interest of the Czech radio will be in the same direction. What I also have in my mind is to really to use Czech Radio International Broadcasting as a hub to the Czech Republic, as a tool that we can really use not only on the level of embassies but also the Czech centers and Czech tourism organizations.
What is the geographical focus? We broadcast all over the world in six languages. Of course, the Czech section of Radio Prague focuses mainly on Czech expats and compatriots living abroad. Where would the Foreign Ministry like Radio Prague to focus on, geographically speaking?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you are right. We started with the natives, Czechs living abroad. We focusing on the people that they are interesting for the Czech language or the Czech Republic. Our budget is limited, so we cannot really cover the all countries around the world. But the main concentration is the new world means Asia. We would like to concentrate or the people with dynamic countries. Our concentration is to South America and Europe.
Radio Prague in recent years suffered severe budget cuts. There was a drop of 40%, which meant, among other things, the end of shortwave. Does the Foreign Ministry want Radio Prague to continue?
Well, that's true. The cuts were enormous, not only with the radio and also in other aspects. You know, we were actually pressed to close some embassies around the world. But for the next year, at least for the next year, was already first discussions about the budget, and there should be no cuts in this aspect. It should remain everything like this year as to the financial situation.
Well, that was Jan Bondy, the head of the Public Diplomacy Department of the Czech Foreign Ministry. Mr. Bondy, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.